Speak Out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour.
Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction.
You know, James, if we go by the pre-show conversation, we could have queued up, I'm just a Bill.
Heck yeah, it's that time of year, right?
Only a Bill.
Yeah, we got all, it's going like this till November.
Sitting here on Capitol Hill. Yeah, I just had a meeting in this room, and one of the people in the meeting refers to this time of year the same phrasing as me, right? The silly season.
Yeah.
And it is, trust me.
Well, and after November, it'll segue right into the 2028 election.
This would be
there you go.
Second day in a row I talk about, you know, folks, just cool your jets on social media, man. It's just, you know, it's an election. It's not, holy moly. And you know what? They are getting this part right, though, James. Hopefully it'll increase voter participation, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because How do you let the other side, if you will, take over an election? Don't turn out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about the turnout. That's,
you don't
that's the
vote.
Key there.
You give them two votes, more or less, or a vote and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how you elect a Democrat to LD 30 in that. I was telling David Rose that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, welcome to the show. As I digress, it's become a daily saying on this show. Thursday, June 25th, 2026, we're broadcasting live from the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
Hey, there you go. I like all the coffee mugs.
And no camera.
Nope, no camera. I mean, well, today's my day off, so you said you had an opening, so I was like, yeah, I'll swing by.
Are we doing the Big
Horn?
Didn't
have the camera with me.
Are we doing the Big Horn Blast podcast?
Yeah, yep, I'll put this
audio
up there.
Audio version?
Yeah, yep,
okay.
I'll put that up there, yep.
All
with
right,
the,
cool.
With the graphic, the Big Horn Blast graphic, powered by KNTR.
The one day I wear...
You wore it, I know. Well,
I
next
represent...
Time.
With the polo that says Mojave College and we're sans video.
Yeah, I know.
What the heck, man?
I know. I'll get a picture, though. We'll post it on the college social media
is
there.
It sans or sans?
Sans, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. One, two, three.
All right.
Tune into the college social media after the show to see Paul.
You notice I don't have the Gen Z pose, like the same thing every time, right?
They know their angles.
They do.
They know their angles.
They're not a photogenic bunch, but they do know their angles to minimize casualties, right?
Yeah, so, that's it.
And they're really good at, again, social media.
Well, and you'll have to wear that shirt the next time I come in, because hopefully the new president will be here.
Oh.
So she starts on July 6th.
I knew we'd get the smirk. We got the Gen Z smirk as Marissa comes in. So Marissa June, the production assistant. Well, is she extraordinaire this week? I don't know. I haven't decided. All right. Who is the new president?
Yep. Dr. Chrissy Holiday. Doc Holiday.
Nice.
There we go. Yep,
perfect for an Arizona school.
Yep. So the board, a few months ago, selected her and, remind everybody so the board is, that's really their main job. They're the overseer, the supervisor of the college president. So they choose the college president. They're elected officials who choose the college president. So really it's the community who has chosen the college president, because they represent each district, and it's the same setup as the state legislative districts for this state. So if you don't know who your representative on the college board is, just go to Mojave.edu and under the About tab, click Board, and you'll see them all for your area.
Is that the Board of Governors?
Yep, okay. The Board of Governors, so the board members. They chose them, and they did a really extensive survey and meetings, and brought all the finalists out to speak to the community members, employees, and students in open forums. And people who showed up and people who watched online were given a survey they could fill out. And after this whole process, the board chose Dr. Holliday.
So, quick question just for my, I think the word's edification. If she reports to the board, does that mean your IRS designation is a 501c of sorts?
Yeah, it is a nonprofit. We're not technically 501c3, but the foundation is.
C12.
Yeah, but okay. the college foundation is.
Right.
So if people want to donate, or if you, let's say, you want to have a scholarship in your name or a family member's name, you would go through the foundation. They set up all the local scholarships, and they are 501c3. So it's the write-off, as you'd say.
I was the keeper of the I was the keeper of the scholarships one year.
Oh yeah, because you were with the foundation.
Yep. You had four of them, and we had a rubric to go by.
Yeah.
That was, I really, really enjoyed that. If there was anything board work that I really enjoyed any time on any board, it was that.
Yeah.
Reading those essays and that.
And of course, one of the biggest foundation scholarships. It's not a scholarship. It's an actual award. It's just a cash award. Was set up in the name of Kathy Hodel.
Oh yeah.
And the most outstanding student every year receives $10,000. It's a check they can do with that what they want. The hope is that they would continue their education. That's what Kathy Hodel, and it was Dr. Jim Child out of Havasu, who was friends with Kathy, who gave the money, the seed money, to start this endowment that would supply one student each year.
Nice.
Or would award one student each year with $10,000. And so the foundation runs all that. So they went through the foundation, got that all set up. Kathy Hodel, of course, a big foundation, big college supporter, a big philanthropist locally. So she had this put in her name, and before she passed away, we talked with her, and her wish was that the student who earns it is somebody who gives back to their community, just like she and Dr. Child did.
Yeah, her and her husband Don were big benefactors. I loved Kathy Hodel. She was such an awesome lady.
Yeah.
Had her on Speak Out several times before I left in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And she was she's badly missed.
Yeah,
and believe
she,
me.
Yeah, she was. When she set that up, I was when her and Dr. Child set that up. Mm-hmm. I was talking with them, and yeah, it was through the foundation, and they really wanted something that would benefit not just the student, but the student who would then come back and show that they can benefit the community. And so that was a big part of the rubric that the foundation has, is it's not only you have to have great grades, but you have to be active in campus life.
Right.
And you have to be active in your community. So you have to be able to prove that you do community service, that you are dedicated to improving your community.
So we're going to run the, what is it called, the newscast?
Yeah, Big Horn Blast Newscast.
We're going to run that later. I think the recipient is in
Yeah, she's
that,
in there,
right?
Yeah, and we can talk more about her after that, yeah.
Kathy was also a big lover of animals.
Yeah.
Especially cats. She had a cattery. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, a whole room, like just, I wouldn't say hundreds, but dozens of cats, and they actually coexisted in this space.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's what, cats will do that. They'll adapt to that. They have their own little language and world. I'm a cat person.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And you're a dog person, right?
Well, I mean,
you're
I like
Colorado,
both.
So.
I like both, but we lost, since we moved, we live in Bullhead. We're kind of right on the edge of the community where the coyotes are.
Oh.
And since we have a dog door, we couldn't keep the cats in. So, yeah, we've... some cats, after the fourth cat disappeared.
Could have been an owl.
Could have been, yeah.
Owls
my
do
wife
that too.
Said, my wife said, no more cats.
So oh,
until,
man.
Until we don't have dogs,
right.
We don't have to have a dog door.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, the number to call if you want to call in and ask James Jarman a question. He is the executive director of communications for Mojave College. I didn't do it, did I? Did I?
What's that?
I just looked at my shirt and said,
yeah.
Hobby College.
Yeah, there you go.
928-854-5687. I got so many numbers in my head now.
Yeah.
Or there's the text line is 928-727-5566. It's become really popular during the political season because everybody thinks that they're known by their voice, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they think they know who they are.
We're like Alexa. We're listening to you. So, no, just if you want to send us a text, it's 727-5566 or by voice 928-854-5687. Make this talk and text radio, not just listen radio.
Yeah, right? There you go. That's what we like.
You ever host a show like this, James?
Well, I was a newscaster,
so
it was.
But have you ever had anything like this?
Well, we had the last station I worked at in the TV studio. We also the company also owned a CBS radio station, so we would just walk straight across to the radio after the newscast and do updates and chat for a while. So radio was really nice. What I liked about it was that you had more time to talk. You didn't have a producer in your ear as much as you do on when you're on the news desk,
right?
Doing TV, and you have them counting you down to each commercial and telling you to wrap it up, so you can go a little more in depth. So whenever we had political season like we have now, we always like to get them in on the radio, and then we could do the interview on the radio with the camera in there and get a live interview done while we're and then we'd have it later for the TV news show.
No more CBS News Radio though.
No, they got rid of that. Yeah, yeah.
The Osgood File was my favorite, right?
Yeah, yeah. Growing up,
I'll see you on the radio.
Yeah,
I love that. So yeah, he would do that. I think he did that on CBS Sunday mornings. He would say, "I'll see you on the radio."
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, there was a station in Vegas that I almost went to work for, KXNT, that was the CBS News Radio station for a while, and then this is when I applied there and got the no. It was 2 months later that they shut down that news division.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they went to, I don't know what it was, it was an urban format.
Yeah.
It's 100.5 in Vegas. So it's like your 80s rap or whatever.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Well, anymore.
My sister loves it because she's that age.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's been interesting watching the change in the industry with TV and Rand Radio. With everybody, if you didn't start streaming early, you got left behind.
So that was
basically it. So if you're a radio station or a TV station and you're not streaming, good luck.
So let's get back to Doc Holliday.
Yeah,
let's get back
to the topic.
Where did she come from?
Well, right now she's at she is at UC Humboldt or not UC Humboldt.
Oh.
It used to be. She's at.
Is she a NorCal?
Yeah.
Person?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, well, she's originally from South Carolina.
Okay.
And then she also worked in Pueblo at CSU Pueblo.
Did you know her from there?
It was funny. I left Colorado in 2016. She got there in 2016.
Oh, wow.
So, two ships passing in the night there. But I lived the house that the last house I had in Colorado was right next to the university. So it was right there where she was working, so it was pretty interesting. Plus, where she is now, I used to work in Southern Oregon, and part of our coverage area was Northern California.
Oh,
right.
Weird.
There where she is.
Weird.
So, yeah,
it's like 6 degrees of separation with Doc Holliday.
Yeah, no.
How
kidding.
Weird.
No kidding.
Wow.
But yeah,
I'm
really
not,
excited.
I promise I won't play Barry Manilow, Two Ships That Passed in the Night. All right. I just won't do it.
Well, we'll better kill those rumors now. I'm married. She's married.
Happily. No, I'm not comparing you to the Patriots coach. All right. Let's not go there. Man.
But it's been talking with her and her transition. She spoke at the commencement. She did she couldn't be there because her commencement ceremony, Cal Poly Humboldt is where she is. Her commencement ceremony was the same day as our commencement ceremony, but she recorded a message for the students and families.
Oh.
And so we played that and it was great. Big round of applause. Everybody loved it. And then she also recorded another message, for the community and the employees and the students, for the start of spring, summer semester, which was June 1st. And she's been in a lot of the Zoom meetings with the president's cabinet. So she is already transitioning over and heavily, well, she's involved now with this. Her last day at Cal Poly Humboldt was last Tuesday. So I think now she's on the road with her family coming out here.
I saw Stacy Klippenstein's picture in one of your communications. What was that all about?
Oh, was it? I don't know. Which one was that? That might have been.
It's a few months ago.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'd have to go back, look at the newsroom.
CSN was part of it, though.
Soccer-related, maybe?
Possibly.
Possibly soccer-related?
Possibly.
Yeah, could have been. Could have been soccer-related.
I'm surprised Camilo's not here today, actually.
Yeah.
We could be talking about World Cup.
They're running around all the time now, getting ready for the season.
That's a good pun, by the way.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the World Cup, folks, they do a lot of running. And now
you know why
I walk the way I do. Let's go ahead and take a break.
Yeah, sounds good.
We got a lot to talk about today. Not just, you know, our 6 degrees of separation in that, but... James is a big 80s music fan.
Yeah, there we go. Gen X, yeah.
And this is perfect. Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Play this for the U.S. national team because, to me, tonight's game with, I've heard Turkey A, and I've heard another guy called in to correct the pronunciation. It's Turkia.
Oh, interesting.
This is what I thought. Like IKEA?
Huh. All I think when I hear this song is Top Gun.
So that does that mean when you pull the soccer team off the field, if it's Turkia, you have extra pieces left? I'm just saying. Anyway, this is Danger Zone, of course, off of the Top Gun soundtrack with Kenny Loggins. And let's see. Where do we want to go here? 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. We've got the Bighorn Blast newscast coming up. We've got talking about the graduates this year, almost 1,000 students.
That's right. Yeah.
Whoa.
Getting up there. And over 100 high school students.
Whoa.
With the free early college program, yep.
And then you get to keep them to further their degree, right?
Well, some of them, some of them will come right over, and then some of them have other plans, like they've finished their two-year degree, and now they're going to go to ASU, U of A, or somewhere else.
This is cool, because the county just approved a morgue. You guys are going to have a cadaver lab.
Yeah, we are.
That's
big news. Yeah.
Is that in Kingman?
It's going to be at the Kingman campus and the Bullhead campus.
Perfect.
And then if they get enough money and space in Havasu, they'll have one in Havasu
We're
as well.
We're just teasing it.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it.
Yes, absolutely. When we come back, stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie along with James Jarman, Executive Director of Communications for Mojave College. After Danger Zone, I just had to hear the Caddyshack theme, right?
Yes.
It's actually called Theme from Caddyshack, I'm All Right.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that yet. I figured it was its own song, right?
When you see those little gophers in the, say, what's that place in Kingman that you go to eat? It's right there on Stockton Hill. It's, the country store? They have a country store?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They have those, they might have one of these in there, like little gopher.
Yeah.
And you push the button and it's Caddyshack.
Yeah.
He's dancing around. Right.
Not Country Kitchen, is it?
No,
something like that.
It's close, though.
Yeah.
They took the old.
Country Buffet, no.
They took the old man off.
Yeah, that's it.
Off the logo.
Well, then they put him back.
Created a storm.
Yeah, they're supposed to be putting him back.
There's a name for that guy.
Yeah, there was. I remember when all that was happening.
Oh, man, it's
biggest marketing mistake in a long time. It was all since Bud Light. Bud? Yeah.
So, Speak Out, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet by Salmon's Air Conditioning. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City. And from the mind of Dallas Finch, it's Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. They are open on Main Street. Great pizza, sandwiches, and salads. Home to the Booby Dropper. again on Main Street in Havasu. And are you following the World Cup at all?
No.
Okay. So really have you heard the story about the Scots drinking? They drank Boston dry of beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Scottish fans.
That's interesting. You know why? You know what's funny about that is that I used to back. When I was in high school and college in the summers, guide raft trips, and the company I worked for brought in, they used to cater to international customers all the time, and we had, every time we had a group from Germany, they would bring their own beer, and
really?
We're talking, and they would do, it was usually overnight trips, and I would do the supply boat, and the supply boat was almost full of cases of beer.
Really?
And usually in the supply boat, you row down and you set up camp. So I started rowing down ahead of them, and they started yelling, where are you going? So I had to sit right by them and float down the river and so they could have access to their 10, 12 cases of beer for an overnight
trip.
You
were like your own Boardwalk Empire boat, right? Have you seen that show and the Prohibition and all that?
Yeah.
So the funny news quote on Fox News Radio, right, that Boston, they drink Boston dry of Sam Adams and every other beer. And the one Scotsman, they put the soundbite on, right? He's like, all they had was Bud Light.
Oh, yeah. It was like water to them. That's probably
he's like, he wouldn't drink it because all they had was Bud Light. It was too funny, man. So anyway, Team USA, of course, plays tonight. And I believe that kickoff is at 6. You'll want to see the lead up, though, because the national anthems are the best, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's no kneeling in World Cup soccer, not in the men's side anyway. These nations, they just go crazy. They sing it out loud. The fans are out. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Cracker Barrel, by the way. That was the one. That's the one we were trying to think of. Yeah.
That's it, man. Thank you. And nobody called. None of our 17 listeners even thought about it either. So I want to talk about this. Where do we want to go first? The Cadaver Lab?
Well, we can talk right now about what's happening right now.
It's pretty live
at the campuses.
Subject,
so. We have the America 250.
Thank you.
If people are getting ready for lunch,
yes.
And you're looking for a free lunch, you can swing by one of the campuses in Kingman, Bullhead City, or Havasu. They're going to have, right now they're serving it up till 1. Just wear your red, white, and blue. Not mandatory. You don't have to.
I wear black.
But, you can still go there.
They'll blend right in.
They'll think, just tell them, you're from the Kingman campus.
Sir,
if you go to the Havasu, they'll think you work there.
Sir, my daughter needs to fill out her FAFSA. Can you help us?
Right. Yeah, they will. They'll help you. They'll rush you right over to the student services section. Right. But in Havasu, by the way, it's in building 600. 600 as well if you're in Bullhead City. And then in Kingman, it's in building 240.
What?
Yeah, so just go there. Free pie, free hot dogs, and just celebrating America.
600 is so easy to remember. I always remember that from the Bullhead. The same in Havasu.
Yep. The two big gathering spots, the bigger buildings. Yep.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
but that's happening now, and now till noon, so head on over.
Also happening now is summer semester.
Yep, that's underway. Started June 1st, and then we're enrolling people right now for fall semester, which starts on August 17th. So we always try to encourage people, get in there now and start getting registered, getting through the enrollment process so that you're ready to go on August 17th. And the first step you really want to take, it's really simple. Just go to futurebighorn.com and create a student profile. And once you create that profile and hit submit, the next step will be filling out the application. But somebody will be in touch with you from the college and to help make sure you got everything you need, to help walk you through the whole process. So we have enrollment navigators is what they're called. And so they'll once you fill out that futurebighorn.com form that just has your information, what program you might be interested in, they'll get a hold of you and help you go through the whole process, walk through, make sure if you want to fill out the FAFSA that you mentioned, which is the free application for federal student aid, they'll help you do that, make sure you have the funding to get through college. And that's one of the great things. We have a lot of people that don't even do that because it's so affordable, they just go ahead and pay. A lot of people don't want to have that, don't want to give their information, what we hear a lot. They don't want to give their information to the
really?
Government, but we say, well, it's already, they already have your information. But it's,
no kidding.
Yeah, but it's,
really?
And I always tell people, it's, you might as well fill it out because your college could be paid for if you just fill out the FAFSA, that free application for federal student aid.
Mojave County is so much like that, though, that if I invite somebody over, I have three Alexa devices.
they want them turned off.
No, I'm getting ready to put a sign on my door. This premises has, right? Three
yeah.
Alexa devices on this premises. But no, the best part about it, you can sync them.
Yeah.
When you play music.
Yeah.
And all together.
And they sound like surround sound.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Yeah.
In each room. Yeah.
But your phone does listen to you, though. It's, every time I mention something, if I mention golf, the next thing I notice, there's golf ads on any of the news streams I have.
If somebody's listening to me in some room somewhere on through Alexa or whatever, they are really bored and need to get a life.
it's just the bots.
I'm just saying. Oh,
the computer bots listening.
The bots. Nice. All right. So something we teased right before the break, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
The graduation this year, 1,000 students?
Yeah, it was great. Great year. We've actually increased student enrollment in the past 6 years by 30%. Mm. And so, it's really coming along. All of the bachelor degree programs that we have double-digit student enrollment right now, getting ready for fall. And we're awaiting word on the nursing bachelor's. So we can't sign anybody up for a nursing bachelor's yet, because we don't have the permission from the higher education or the higher learning commission, which mm-hmm. is our accreditor. But what we're hearing is that it should come down tomorrow or early next week, and the folks on the HLC, as it's called, the Higher Learning Commission, who assessed it, told our administration that their recommendation is that we get the permission to do the nursing bachelor's.
Oh.
So we will be accredited and
the BSN.
Be able to offer that. Yep, and that's been a huge demand locally, so that's one of them that was always on the list. So we have that, and then we have early education, K through 12 or K through 8 education. So if you want to be a teacher, we have the bachelor's in that. We also have human services bachelor's, and of course biology, which it goes hand in hand with the medical schools that they're trying to launch, like up at NAU. So one of the NAU professors actually, who was a student at Mojave College, mm-hmm. And then went, got his doctorate, and now he's a professor at NAU. He was instrumental in getting the biology bachelor's degree passed here, because it's really going to be a feeder right into them.
Nice.
And that helps too with we're getting that cadaver lab that you mentioned. And that was from a $90,000 grant
here.
And that's going to be going in soon. They're going to be building that. And what was interesting that I found when I was talking to them about the lab is that I thought the trend was moving towards those robots, right? The mannequins. And so it is. You have to have those. Those are great.
But
what they've found is that nothing can beat an actual human body. And so for the students. And so it'll be the only cadaver lab in Western Arizona.
Wow.
And so this will be
up?
The place to go. Yeah. So for biology students, no. healthcare students,
I was thinking of Spicoli.
You can donate your body and request that it go to Mojave College.
Yeah.
Yes, you can do that.
Well, I am an organ donor, so
there you go. Yeah.
Once they finish harvesting,
and interestingly enough, it's not going to be called the cadaver lab. What I found out because I was talking to them about it and writing up a news release for it.
Dead zone.
It's the anatomical donor lab. So apparently in the health field, in the medical field, it became a disrespectful term to call it a cadaver.
What?
So working with it, they've donated their body, so we want to show them respect, and, it's the anatomical donor lab. So yes.
The respect.
So if you're looking for the cadaver lab on campus, you won't find it, but you will find the anatomical donor lab.
Wow.
Yeah.
And at night they have really cool songs like this, right?
This is the doctors. I think the Gen X doctors do.
This is from one of from one of Marissa June's favorite movies, The Wedding Singer.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
It's,
and before that,
You Spin Me Round.
Yeah.
It's what it's called, by Dead or Alive. So, there you go.
You don't remember this one?
Oh, I remember this
from
one.
Way before that movie, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't really listening to this kind of radio in the 80s. I was more of a rocker.
Oh, yeah. More of an AC/DC.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. More of the hair bands, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Rat.
Or yeah. And Marissa calls them glam bands. Or, it just drives me up the wall.
Van Halen.
It makes me crazy. That wasn't a glam band, that's for sure. But the guys that dress like chicks, I guess, could be, you know, right?
Yeah, some of us. When you look back on it, it was a crazy time with the big hairspray hair.
If you think Stephen Piercy dressed like a chick, then you have a strange view of chicks, because he did not look like a woman. I'm just saying. All right. We'll be back with more on Speak Out. We're going to take a look at the Bighorn Blast newscast, and this caught my eye right here. Driver safety classes?
Yep, yep.
That's my biggest
Picking it up a notch.
My biggest complaint is what they took out of the high schools.
Oh,
driver's ed.
Yeah.
And
that was
behind the wheel training.
And I think that's one of the reasons why, and we'll talk about it, but it's all about what the community wants and demands.
That's
so
awesome.
That's why this came up. That's why that came about. Yeah.
Back with more in a moment. We're going to go out with some You Spin Me Round by Dead or Alive. James Jarman, our guest, Executive Director of Communications at Mojave College. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Go get your free hot dogs and pie, man.
That's right.
We got apple and cherry.
America 250.
That's awesome. Let's see. Your Love by The Outfield is one of baseball's most iconic walk-up songs.
Well, I believe it.
Marissa was asking me what a walk-up song is. That's when you're walking up to the plate as the hitter, the next hitter, and they're playing music. It's the home team does it. All right? And it served as the walk-up anthem for retired Colorado Rockies outfielder Charlie Blackmon, who I would say could go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
for sure. He was a great player.
Good, yeah.
14 years on the Rockies. Just that right there is Hall of Fame ready.
That's it. True. In the league these years, nowadays, yeah.
I think he played for Clint Hurdle, too.
I think so, yeah.
Way back. Mm-hmm. So it's currently used also. I heard it in a game, and I was like, hey, wait a minute. Charlie Blackmon's gone. But it's used by Pittsburgh Pirates and former Tampa Bay Rays outfielder Jake Mangum. Not so famous. So,
yeah,
off of that team, Steve would probably shake his head anytime I say a Hall of Famer. He goes, nah. But Charlie Blackmon, definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Nolan Arenado from that team, too.
Well, and the walk-up music, it's funny. You can find them online now, but there are little leagues around the country that for the little ones.
That's cool.
They have the walk-up to the bat. Walk-up song.
Oh, the T?
Yeah, walk-up to the T.
That's funny. Wow.
And so the kids walk up dancing.
Baby shark, baby shark. That's funny, man.
But they play music like this, though. Yeah.
Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Also, Baby Shark. That would be amazing. Laughlin Ranch, also Mojave College. Shooter's Outpost by Solar Power by Esme Electric. Dorita's Place for Pets. And Legacy Rehab and Care. Also, A&B Propane online at abpropaneaz.com. I know Dorita's Place, if you're worried about your pets on the 4th and the fireworks and its effect on your pets and that, they make a CBD products that will calm your pet and help them through that period. Also, the Kind Connection is really big on that right now.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I had to give Charlie Blackmon a shout-out. But let's go ahead and set up the Bighorn Blast newscast.
Oh, yeah. So this was from May and June. We play these for our board each month for their monthly board meeting. Show them here's some of what's happened, just a thumbnail, quick view of what's happened over the past month. So this one was from our June meeting for the board, and then we put it, of course, online, on the website, on YouTube, on all the social media channels, and then we send it over to our partners at the city cable channels. So
it goes to Insta?
Yep, it'll be on Insta. Yep, it's on there. Yep, and
or IG.
Yeah. I don't know. Now, can you say Insta versus IG? I wonder if there's a millennial versus Gen Alpha debate over that.
We got to find out from our Gen Zer who's right in the middle. She'll tell us for sure, right? Is it Insta or IG, or does it matter?
Either one. Okay, right, cool. Acceptable.
Yeah. Did she say either or either? She said either. So
now I wonder.
Let's check it out before we run out of time. Here's the Bighorn Blast newscast for June.
And the home of the brave.
First up, more than 900 students crossed the stage as the college celebrated its 55th annual commencement ceremony at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City. The class of 2026 earned more than 1,100 degrees and certificates, including 97 early college students, ages 18 and under, who completed credentials before graduating high school. The ceremony also featured a message from incoming president Dr. Chrissy Holliday, and there were special recognitions for veterans, Honor Society members, and the college's first graduating student athletes. Student speaker Kelsey Curry shared her story of balancing college, motherhood, and personal challenges while encouraging classmates to embrace the hard parts of the journey. And one graduate showing some permanent Mojave pride, sporting a tattoo of the new college logo. Now that's looking good. The college also honored Jade Mitchell as this year's Kathy Hodel Most Outstanding Student. Dr. Culver presented her with the $10,000 award. She's recognized for her academic achievement, leadership, service, and perseverance. Board President Dr. Julie Baer was named Founders Award recipient during the commencement ceremony. The award recognizes her distinguished service and exceptional contributions to the college. Dr. Baer has served on the board for 18 years and will retire after this term. Head to Mojave.edu to see the full commencement ceremony, highlight photos, and other event videos. Just scroll to the bottom of the homepage, tap See More to get into the newsroom, then scroll down and click Bighorn Photos and Commencement Live Recording in the headline. We also celebrated major milestones for students who completed programs in the Health and Public Services Division, with pinning and program graduation ceremonies at all campuses. Students in the dental and nursing programs and fire science were honored by faculty, staff, family, and friends. These smaller and often emotional ceremonies mark an important next step as students move from the classroom into real careers. Many already have jobs lined up, and all of them are ready to serve patients and protect our communities. To learn more about all the program to career options in these fields and others, head to Mojave.edu. In the middle of the homepage, click Find Your Path to see all four academic divisions, then choose the one that interests you. Tap it to view all the programs available right here at your hometown college.
There you go. Tap it.
That's it. Yeah. Used to be click it, but now everybody's on the phone. So all of our analytics show 50% of the people that are accessing our stuff are accessing it mobile. Wait, so now we say tap.
Analytics? You do analytics too?
Yeah, well, that's marketing's under my department. So, yeah, it's all about keeping tabs on the eyes, ears, and...
Is that as complicated as it sounds? Because I don't want to propose it if it's going to be.
What's
I've
that?
I've got enough stuff to do.
Analytics. Tracking that. No, once you get in there, it's pretty easy. If you're doing website, the web, for your web page or your website, yeah, Google Analytics is pretty good. My only complaint with them, well, with any of the tech firms now, right? And this is something that my team hears from me all the time, because I'm in there, and if you go into Google Analytics or you go into the Meta Business Suite, they're always changing things. They'll change a little bit here, change a little bit here, and you're like, I'm convinced they have nothing better to do than. They put them on a project, just give them some busy work, and they just tweak something, and they move it. So then when you're used to going in and doing your pulling out a report, well, now there's another step, or right. Now it's over here. You know, that's my only complaint.
Marissa told me that. She's like, they keep changing this.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's get to, speaking of changes, you know, everybody in Havasu has their own rules for four-way stops. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Uh-uh.
And this is like, if there's an unofficial capital of the world in four-way stops, it's Lake Havasu City, all right? So there's a driver safety classes, and you can register
yeah.
now. How
mm-hmm.
does this work?
Yep, it's and that is run through our corporate education, which is that's the non-credit division of the academic division of the college. So those also include community education classes, which are your jewelry making, computer basics that you just want to come in, and if you're 50 years old or older and you don't want to do a full semester, they have computer basics type classes that are just a weekend, so you can stop in there and do that. But this is run through the corporate education department, and as I mentioned earlier, it was really drawn about, or it really came about, because of the need in the community. And so and that's one of the things that the college does really well, and that's really what our mission is, just to serve the community. We were brought here in 1971, created by the community for the community. So it's still a community college district, even though now we have bachelor's degrees and it's Mojave College instead of Mojave Community College. The mission is still the same, and that's to serve the community and to find out, reach out into the community, stay engaged with the community, find out what do we need, how can we help the community. And this was one of, this is a prime example of one of those.
I have an idea for this class.
It came about from the need in the community.
I have an idea for this class, and
yeah.
it was just released, huge worldwide release. There's what is it called? GTA?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto, people all over the world waiting for this thing to come out, but GTA 6 just came out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, are there,
now,
but my real question is,
do,
are there simulators?
Yep, we have simulators
really?
in this class now. The first,
nice.
The first couple they put on, they didn't have the simulators. It was more book oriented, and then
Oh, the pre-orders today?
Oh.
Sports radio, they were saying that, so
yeah.
I'm just saying.
There you go. But on the driver safety course, it's for not just for teens, but it's for any first-time drivers. And that was something that I learned. I didn't realize how many people we had in the community that just never got their license.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll have some people that, you know, are 30, 40 years old coming in to take this driver safety class. But they have now these simulators. So it's safe. You're not going to crash, but you will crash into somebody in this on the simulator. So our employee who went there, and if you go to Mojave.edu, scroll down to the bottom to the news section, click more news, you'll see the story there. But you'll see her picture in there driving on the simulator.
Oh, did she crash?
Yeah, she said she crashed a bunch of times.
Was there like simulated snowstorms or haboobs or anything like that?
It was kids running out into the street.
Oh,
that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you hit a car, not good. If you hit people, really not good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Don't hit people.
Yeah, and so it's so they have those in the class now to help with the kids, and that was also from some of the feedback that the instructors got from the parents and from the students was, you know, what about the driving part of it? Well,
yeah.
You know, it's not, we don't want to put them out there in cars,
oh.
but we want to, you know, there's a whole issue with that. But the simulator is the perfect option for somebody that's just getting into it.
In high school, when we got into the car and the instructor had his own brake pedal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and
I think he had a steering wheel too, if I remember right. But we had this, you know, he could stop on a dime whenever he wanted to. Like, no, not
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
We drove up to downtown Las Vegas. We drove, like, before the Fremont Street Experience and all that was there.
Uh-huh.
We would drive down Fremont and then take one of the side streets and parallel park.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we'll see how this class goes. They just started it this past spring.
Oh, cool.
And it filled up pretty quick. So if it stays popular and we get, there's more feedback, they will adapt it to what the community needs. So if it becomes a situation where they need to add cars and a driver, you know, actual physical driving test, I don't see that happening anytime soon. But if that's the demand over time and there's still a big demand for this class, you could see that happening.
Right. There's a, Marissa June sent me a On This Date in Music History, and it's about Queen. And their original name, they switched On This Date in Music History. I don't have that because she sends it to the wrong phone like every day. But I want to play a particular song in honor of automobiles, right?
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to go out with. But how do you get signed up for all that and more at Mojave College?
Yeah, if you just go to MojaveDrive.com, that will take you to the page that they have set up. It's a square. You can just go on there, click it, tap it for the driver safety classes, and they'll be able to get you signed up through that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So this is, I think, I can't remember from the movie. Everybody remembers I'm in love with my car.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is the song, I'm in love with my car by Queen.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right.
That's a deep, going deep.
Yeah, she's going to come in here again for the fifth time this show, right?
Deep tracks.
Since she loves that movie also. So, all right, James Jarman, our guest, Executive Director of Communications at Mojave College. Again, it's mojave.edu
for education.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to get me some pie, man.
Yeah, head over to a campus near you. They're serving it up till 1.
I'll record it, or I'll take a selfie or something with a parent who thinks I'm a staff. All right? That'd be funny.
I'd like to help you out.
Yeah, right. I'll just say, you guys are out of Bud Light. What's going on?
If they ask where they can go to sign up, tell them it's in Building 200.
Okay.
So that's where the student service is set.
All right.
Building 200.
200. That's all I have to remember.
That's
perfect.
It. Yeah.
Thanks, James. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right. Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot when I come back on Speak Out. Monday show. We're not on tomorrow. We'll have the third hour of Dana. Matt Beinberg from the Goldwater Institute will be on. And Taylor Harrison, candidate for city council. I believe Regina Cobb is going to join me for a few minutes as well. All right. We'll see you on Monday on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.